Coco's Cardio Kick, and Stopping Toxic Runoff, coming up on the Science Update podcast. Science Update comes from AAAS, the Science Society, and is sponsored by Science NetLinks, providing a wealth of standards-based resources for K-12 science educators, including lesson plans based on Science Update radio shows at sciencenetlinks.com. I'm Science Update producer Chelsea Wald. Valentine's Day was a big day for chocolate sales, and while that box of buttercreams you bought won't do much for your sweetie's health, a new study has identified an especially heart-healthy chemical in some kinds of raw cocoa.
A beneficial cocoa chemical. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. The Kuna Indians, who live off the coast of Panama, use cocoa to preserve their fresh water. They're also in great cardiovascular health. Biochemist Hagen Schroeder of the University of California at Davis says that's no coincidence. He and his colleagues found that a chemical from certain cocos called epicatechin relaxes blood vessels and improves blood flow. But don't go binging on chocolate bonbons. Schroeder says that commercial processing usually strips cocoa of its beneficial chemicals.
And therefore, the actual concentration of epicatechin in commonly available chocolates is, for most of the part, except for a few exceptions, are actually quite low.
More promising, though a lot less appealing, would be a drug made from purified epicatechin.
And speaking of Valentine's Day, the lonely and brokenhearted have turned to love potions since time immemorial, with questionable success. Even today, the internet is full of advertisements for perfumes and colognes that promise instant attraction. Next, we get the scoop on these modern-day love potions that claim science on their side.
Can a scent make you sexy? I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Pheromone perfumes claim to include a natural body chemical that makes you instantly attractive. The women of an Alexandria, Virginia knitting club asked us if they work. The verdict?
It's a lot of baloney.
That's body odor chemist George Preddy of the Monell Chemical Sciences Center. He says while pigs and hamsters produce chemicals that attract mates, humans don't seem to have pheromones for instant attraction. Perfume companies that claim to have isolated such chemicals from human sweat have little evidence they work.
Might smell okay to you, and it might be attractive to you, but it's not going to guarantee success in the dating game.
If you're curious about a scientific claim, call us at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. If we use your question on the air, you'll win a Science Update mug.
Next on the Science Update podcast, once pollution reaches sensitive bays and marshes, it's extremely hard to clean up. But we found out that simple measures can help mop up toxins before they get that far.
Natural water scrubbers. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Whenever it rains, torrents of oily, polluted water pour into storm drains and out into rivers. In a new study, researchers showed how rain gardens, which are small patches of earth planted with hardy shrubs, could help. They're located so that they intercept runoff before it reaches storm drains, and the team found that they removed up to 99% of common pollutants. In related research, scientists measured pollution levels of an urban river as it entered a band of forest and again as it passed out the other side. They found that when streams flow through even a single mile of undeveloped, undisturbed forest, pollution levels drop dramatically. Both methods could stop pollution before it reaches major rivers, bays, and estuaries.
The budget for a big Hollywood movie includes sets, costumes, special effects, and in the case of the New Line Cinema film, The New World, money to reconstruct a dead language.
Resurrecting a language. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. You're listening to Virginia Algonquin, an extinct Native American tongue that was revived for the film The New World. University of North Carolina linguist Blair Rudess rebuilt the language from about 600 words jotted down by English settlers. He noticed that a few of these words were later absorbed into English.
So we can look at the modern pronunciation of words like moccasin and opossum and raccoon and have some idea of how those words that come from Virginia Algonquin would have been pronounced.
Rudess also used similar, better-known native languages to create grammar and invent new words. The result of the work will be donated to the Algonquin people's descendants.
Finally, on the Science Update podcast, many countries around the world place orphaned and abandoned children in institutions where they may get food and shelter, but little love. A new study is now looking into how this type of environment damages children and what we can do to heal them.
The effects of social deprivation. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Children in Romanian institutions receive little affection and stimulation and often have developmental problems as a result. Now, a study called the Bucharest Early Intervention Project has shown that young children can recover from this deprivation if they're moved into caring families. Developmental psychologist Nathan Fox of the University of Maryland says after several years in foster homes, children in the study were approaching normal body size and IQs, and they showed fewer psychiatric problems.
Although there, the findings are a bit more mixed, with the children who were placed into foster care still showing problems in attention and attention deficit.
Fox says the results are a testament to the importance of early care for normal development and to the remarkable resilience of the body and brain.
This has been the Science Update podcast. Subscribe for free at www.scienceupdate.com, where you can browse our archive and submit science questions for our Why Is It feature. You can also call us at 1-800-WHY-ISIT. I'm Chelsea Wald for AAAS, the Science Society.